The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet for Wednesday the 15th of April.
Calling the Tri-City Tips Net for Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. Good evening and welcome to Tri-City Amateurs Radio Club Tips Net. This is K1JMN. My name is Jerry, and I am located in Preston. I'll be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controls on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced radio amateurs. The purpose of this net is to, one, provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Two, promote the fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPSNET is a directed open net, and that means we all call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we will go down through the list of comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the TIPS net. One, the first section is the open net with rounds of questions and comments as just described. The second section is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. The third section is an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, and listen to ensure that no one else has been called at the same time as you have. Then, slowly, give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or a question. This is Jerry, K1JMN, your net control station for this evening. We will start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call signs slowly.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim, City of Groton.
Here is Whiskey 1, Romeo, Papa Queen, Bob and Montel.
Good evening, Dan. Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich.
This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, Dave and Preston, no questions at this time.
November, Kilo, 1 Victor. Steve, Coventry, no questions yet.
Here is Whiskey 1, Foxtrot, Juliet, Whiskey, Chuck, Groton, no questions.
This is K1JMN. I have the following stations. KC1TWR, Tim. We have W1RPQ, Bob. KAPDC, Kevin. Rather, KA6. PDG, Kevin, and we have Dave and K1DCT, and we have Steve, NK1V, and we have Chuck, W1FJW. Okay, do we have any further check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to go to the top of the list here and ask Tim if he has any questions for the net or any comments for the net.
Well, good evening, Jerry and everyone else. No real questions for the net. And let's see, I do know that there's a contest coming up. But I've forgotten which one. I'm going to have to go look at it for the next round coming up. But I believe it's a roundup that's coming up, and I think it might even be this weekend. I'm not sure. It's either this weekend or next weekend, and which would be good. And from what I heard from Josh a couple of days ago, sounds like 10-meter and 6-meter might be opening up, which would be good for all the technicians who have access to an HF system to be able to actually get on 10 meters, the technician portion of it, and make some contacts. And that should be fun. With that, that's all I've got for this round. Back to Night Control, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K1JMN, thank you very much, Tim. And with that, we're going to go to Bob, W1RPQ. Do you have any questions or comments for the net, Bob?
This is W1RPQ. Good evening, everybody. I don't have a question for this round yet, but I did spend the afternoon going through a lot of gear downstairs and putting some things together and trying to figure out what radios I need to keep and which ones I don't need to keep, so I can make room for some more radios that I'll probably find that I don't need but I have to have. So nothing for the first round, but glad to be here tonight with everybody, and you're doing a good job, Jerry. Take a breath. W1RPQ, back to net.
Thanks, Bob. I was getting dizzy there for a second. I do need to take a deep breath. All right, I'm going to take a quick call and see if anyone else is checking in late. Do we have any late check-ins for the Tri-City TipsNet? Come with your call, please. Okay, hearing now, I'm going to go straight to Kevin, KX6 PDG. Kevin, how are you today, and do you have any comments or questions for the TipsNet?
Well, good evening, Jerry. You may have been a little quick there. I think there was somebody trying to check in, but I'll let you, or maybe somebody just bumped their mic. You're doing a good job. Take a lap. Take a breath. Take five. No, I don't know what I mean. Probably wouldn't call for late check-ins yet, because the net isn't closed yet. but anyway, not too much. I was trying to think of something to bring up, and I'll advance the following, and whether it resonates or not, we shall see. But I'm thinking that there wouldn't be amateur radio if it weren't for amateur radio operators, and there wouldn't be amateur radio operators unless there were people. And since we're all people, a question comes to mind as a result of something that happened to me today. The question is, is there anything that's happened to you or to your family or anything that's happened in general? Somebody that you know have done something really nice, something really great that's happened in the last 4 weeks to you or your community or your family or whatever. Here's the kind of thing I'm talking about. This afternoon I returned a phone call to a friend of mine down in Groton, not a ham, who wanted some phone numbers that I had for some mutual acquaintances. And I called and she said, how you doing? You caught us eating. And I said, I'm bringing up food again. I said, what are you eating? She says, guess. I said, oh, no, you didn't. She said, yes, we did. Well, turned out she and her husband had gone to Taquero Cinco and gotten lunch, gotten some great Mexican food, and brought it home to eat. And I was probably drooling over the phone and bemoaning how much I loved that food and how I wish I had some. And she said, to me after quickly conferring with her husband, in fact, he brought the idea up, she said, call the restaurant, order some, and we'll bring it up to you. Now, mind you, they're in Groton. So I did that, and they went to the restaurant, picked up the order for me, and brought it to me. And I had a couple of wonderful burritos, one of which I haven't eaten yet, and a couple of tacos that were really, really delicious. And I thought, darn it, what an incredibly nice thing to do. So I wonder if there's anything somebody has done that's really, really cool or nice for you or your family or your community. KA6PDG, just an idea. Back to net control.
Well, thanks, Kevin. That sounds really nice, and it is heartwarming to hear a story like that. It makes you feel good. It makes me feel good to hear something like that, that you have friends good enough to share their time with you. Okay, so now let's go to Dave, K1DCT in Preston. How are you, Dave? And have you got a question or a comment for the net?
Well, I don't have anything in particular, and good evening to all those on the net. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Let me follow up on something Tim said as far as contests and so forth. Coming up this Sunday, no, it won't be Gravedigger. It's going to be the ARRL Rookie Roundup on Sideband. That's phone for those that need that explanation. And it's from local time, 2 p.m. local till 8 p.m. local, Eastern Daylight Time. And the exchange will be your name, the two-digit year you were first licensed, and then your state, province, or a DX area. So, might be a little fun, poke around, see who's out there. so I'm not a rookie, but you know what, Sunday comes and gee, where else could I go? Oh, that would be nowhere. Yeah, I might jump in. And as far as what Kevin said, no, I haven't run across anybody quite that nice, but and I'm guessing I haven't done anything that's been that nice either, so maybe I need to up my game. Back to net, K1DCT.
Well, thank you, David. Appreciate it. And, we'll keep going down the line and see who's next on the line here. Steve, NK1V, out in Coventry. How are you today? And have you got a question or a comment for the TipsNet tonight?
NK1V. Well, first, Jerry, doing a great job tonight. Sounds good. And this is, I think, the first chance I've had to talk to Bob, W1RPQ. I understand that that call sign is your recently passed father's call sign. That's really cool. That's an excellent thing. That's great. I heard you on the radio earlier this week talking about that. Good for you. And let me see what. Oh, the rookie roundup. Yeah, I guess I'm actually officially no longer a rookie, so I guess I can obviously still do the roundup, but I will be scoring a little bit differently, and maybe I'll help some rookies out and make some contacts and so on. Nothing else really. I don't. I've actually been working quite a bit, and like I've said, the work is a little bit strange right now. But I'm very grateful to have a job to go to and still working full time, so that's a good thing, and relatively moderate risk. And that's all I have for this round, so I will pass it back to Net Control, NK1B.
All right, thank you, Steve, NK1B. And with that, we're going to go to Chuck, W1FJW. How are you this evening, Chuck? And do you have any comments or questions for the TipsNet tonight? We're all eager to hear what you have to say.
Well, first thing I'll say is thank you for running the net. Somebody's got to step up and do it, and glad it was you. We didn't have any antenna damage from all that wind. The NFED half-wave antenna's got a small branch tangled in it, but it shouldn't be a factor. I use insulated wire, so that's not a problem. Finished two projects today. Worked on a power supply project, got it done, and the one that was the big adventure was cleaning out behind my refrigerator, cleaning out the condensing coils and whatever, just general preventive maintenance on it, and that's a big evolution, and heavy too, and I got it done and didn't pinch my fingers or anything bad that I know of yet. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. And I hope you have a good evening. W1FJW. We're going to go to... let's make a call out, see if we have any check-ins coming in. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Do we have any additional check-ins?
This is Kilo 1, Echo Mike Delta, Reed in Colchester. No questions, just one comment.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Mike Victor X-ray, Kevin in Groton, just a comment.
All right, the net recognizes Reed, K1 EMD, and Kevin, KC1 MVX. Let's go to Reed, K1 EMD. You got the service.
K1 EMD, good evening, Net. Just wanted to say that a business that my family owns, which I will not name, offered free unpainted wooden flower boxes in lieu of a donation to the food bank here in Colchester, and they so-called sold out of them almost immediately, and the food bank was very appreciative. That's all I got. Back to Net Control, K1 EMD.
Okay, thank you, Reed. Appreciate that. And it sure is a good thing how we can all come together and help each other out in times of need like this. We can always use a good deed from our fellow neighbors. All right, let's go to Kevin, KC1MVX. Kevin.
Thank you. I was a bit late tonight, so I don't know who all came on, but right now I'm trying to set up Echo Link, and I've finally got everything validated. Now I'm learning my firewall isn't set up properly, so now I'm learning how to set up firewalls, and it's a blast. So maybe if K0JB is around, I'm going to try to get a hold of him, maybe on the Groton repeater after this, if he's available. That's all I have. KC1MVX, back to Net Control.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us, KC1MVX, and I hope you do get in touch with Josh. I hope he's out there. Okay, so let's see. I guess we can now go to the top of the batting order. Tim, I hope you're standing by. K1, KC1TWR, it's now your turn.
Okay, now that we've had the station identification, this is Tim, KC1TWR. Kevin, you missed my mention about the fact that Dave, K1DCT, followed me up about the rookie roundup that's taking place this Sunday, which is on 10, 20, 40, 80 meter bands, and it also allows, it's for anybody who, I guess, has not, I was looking at the rules have changed a little bit. Anybody who got their license in 2017, 18, or 19, I believe, it qualifies as a rookie. They've changed that a little bit. And it's a good opportunity for those technicians like yourself who's be able to get on the HF 10-meter band to make some contacts and actually enter the contest and see how well you do. I also wanted to mention that part of my plans with the stimulus check was to get a radio, an antenna, radio being one of the HTs. I'm already ordering one, but this is for a second one, and also to work on the antennas for the attic. And my brother got his stimulus check, my friend in Georgia got a stimulus check, but my bank said, what are you talking about? Come to find out there's a website that you can go to. That's the irs.gov/coronavirus/get-my-payment, and you can check and see what the status is. I checked and it said, oh yeah, federal government, you've been paying your taxes now for 10 years with the same phone number, same address, same banking information, but we don't have all of your banking information. Would you mind giving it to us again? So I've done that, and now we'll see how that goes. So I just want to throw that out there. If you haven't received it and your bank says, what are you talking about, you can go there and at least make sure that the government isn't waiting on you. And, looking into getting a D-Star and a Fusion radios, HTs in both cases, and see about joining that portion of the digital crowd now that I've already got the DMR covered, and go from there. With that, I'll go back to Net. This is KC1TWR.
Terrific. Perfect, Tim. Thank you. I appreciate that information about the IRS.gov. That's going to help quite a bit. That might even help put a smile on some faces out here. All right, let's go to Bob, W1RPQ, back in Montville.
This is W1RPQ. Stimulus check-wise, we did get one today, but in the government's infinite wisdom, my father also got one deposited into his account today. So it bodes the question of how many people that have passed are going to be receiving these checks, and how long is it going to take the government to figure that one out. I'm not too sure about that one, but I'll let them worry about that. I'm thinking of what Kevin said earlier, and nothing real special, but I'm kind of thankful for a lot of folks on here tonight, actually. I'm kind of thankful for Tim and his continued optimism about most everything. Chuck, for your very dry sense of humor, you always make me laugh. Kevin, for your insight on just about any manner of topic or discussion, you always have wisdom. Jerry, I would say your exuberance on the radio. You've taken to this like a duck to water, and it really is fun. Dave, I'm thankful that you let me know when it's 4 o'clock every weekday. I can set my watch on the W1DX repeater and listen to you every afternoon. So those are kind of the things I'm thankful for. Mostly in general, it's just amateur radio and folks that we can talk to and share things with. Let me reset. Having things like the Wellness Net that just seem to have taken off, and people just check in to check in. So I'm also trying to do my part by staying away from everybody. So I think if we all keep doing that, we'll get to the other side of this, whenever that's going to be, and have a chance to have a picnic and see what everybody looks like after 2, 3, or 4 months of isolation. Not too sure. But I'll pass it on. This is W1RPQ. Back to Nat.
Well, thank you, Bob. W1RPQ. Yes, I understand what you mean about not seeing people for a long while. I know I haven't seen my barber, and I tell you, I am a sight. I need a haircut big time, and man, I really want to see that guy. I want to go put him to work. I need a haircut. And let's now go to Kevin, KA6PDG, young man. Have you got anything further for the tips net?
Wait a minute here. Let me, I got to adjust this foot pedal. I'll do that afterwards. good comments by Bob. It was nice. We have a lot to be thankful for here on Ham Radio. If you can't tell, I just woke up from a nap before the net. With reference to something Tim said, maybe there's two websites, but the one I went to was irs.gov/getmypayment. There was nothing in there about coronavirus. I went to irs.gov/getmypayment, and it was kind of interesting because it said if you've been a non-filer, you're not required to file because of your low income or whatever, go to this link. And I clicked on that link, and it said, enter your information here, but it was very confusing. I couldn't figure out the website. It's not laid out for people who use adaptive technology. So I got N1SPX on the phone, and he helped me out with it. And it says, if you receive Social Security or SSDI or a railroad pension, do not continue on this page. The IRS will contact you with your money, or payment, or whatever word they use. So I said, okay, I guess that's the only confirmation I'm going to get. So I've not received mine yet, but I'm pretty sure it's coming. And one more thing, again, pivoting on some remarks by Tim, I think next weekend, I think, is the New England CUSO party. And that'll be fun, or it could be. I still haven't decided whether I'm going to participate in that, but I probably will. So I think that's my only remarks for this round on the TipsNet. And yeah, it is good to see everybody pitching in and helping out here on the air with the different nets, and people like Bob and Tim and others taking initiatives to get things going that are timely and helpful to people during a stressful period. KA6PDG, back to net.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. KA6PDG, this is K1JMN and the Tri-City Area ARC TipsNet. And do we have any further check-ins? Please come back with your call sign. All right, hearing none, we're going to go now to Dave in Preston, K1DCT.
All right, well, very good to get a second round here. Let's see, a follow-up on what Kevin said. New England CUSO party is not even this weekend. I think it's next month. I have April's Q Street here in front of me. So, but for those that may not know, today is 108 years since the sinking of the Titanic. And there was supposed to be a special event station on, but I think like most everything else, it's been canceled. And there's also a special event station out there that I did work about, the Lincoln assassination that was 155 years ago. So a couple of amateur radio things that are out there. I think a lot of these stations probably will not happen, but which is unfortunate. But we do have to maintain our distancing. Oh, and Tim, I want to appreciate you going to that website. I thank you for all your banking information. I'll take care of your account. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. I think Kevin will appreciate your help with that banking information. All right, Steve, NK1V, how are you out there in Coventry? Have you got anything further for the tips net?
NK1V. Comment on something that Bob had said, saying how it would be amazing to see people that we haven't seen in a month or maybe two. You know, see what changes have come about, and that at work we have we're a hauler, so there's quite a handful of drivers that I deal with, and they're all many of them are of Latin descent, strong young men and stuff, and they're very particular about their haircuts, and they're quite competitive, and they often are amused by my basic old guy buzz cut, and that's pretty basic. You know, my wife and I just buzz my hair down every 2 weeks, and that's what we do. I am gifted with having a full head of hair, but I keep it very short. And now it appears that most of them are wearing the same haircut as me, so that's pretty amusing. So I just thought I'd throw that one out there. How things, interesting things that happen during a pandemic. Back to that, NK1B.
Thank you, Steve, NK1B. Yeah, I understand the story. I was hoping I kept that Floby system I had. We do that self-haircut with a vacuum cleaner, and you have no hairs on the floor after you're done. But yeah, I need a haircut. I think I gotta find someone to get me a haircut sometime. All right, and hey, let's go to Chuck, W1FJW, out there in Groton. What do you have to say to us this afternoon, rather this evening, Chuck.
Well, you need a haircut? Which one? With me, it's easy. It's the one that's left. Now, I just been listening here, and thanks for the website. I'll go there, and yeah, we'll think about the picnic. I often wondered why there aren't more Christmas picnics, and I guess looks like that'll be about when we'll be able to have our picnic, I guess. Hopefully a little before then. Back to that, W1FJW.
All right, thank you, Chuck, W1FJW. All right, and I guess we can go to Reed, K1EMD in Coventry.
K1EMD, that would be Colchester. Nothing further, just wishing everybody on the net to be safe and healthy, and that's all I have. Back to net control, K1EMD.
All right, thank you, Reed. I just couldn't read my scribbling here. It is Colchester. All right, and how about Kevin now? KC1MVX.
Thank you. When I heard Tim talk, being Navy, I assumed that I probably wasn't going to be eligible for the stimulus check. Didn't really think much of it. Just took a look. I definitely got one. Kind of makes me hope that all the money's going to the right places, as federal salary-based employees aren't really, well, I'm not hurting at least. So I guess the only thing I can do thinking about this is focus on putting it back into local business and buying American-made, which luckily means ham radio, because a lot of those companies are American-made products. So I guess I got that going, and yeah, just strange times, for sure. That's all I have. Everyone have a good night. 7-3 from KC1MVX, back to net control.
All right, thank you, Kevin, KC1MVX. Okay, we're going to do the last call for the first section of the net. This is K1JMN, Net Control for Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, Weekly Tips Net. Before we start Section 2 with announcements, are there any additional check-ins? Please call now. All right, hearing none. We will now start the second session of the TipsNet. Does anyone have any announcements about upcoming events and items of interest? Please call now.
KC1TWR.
KA6PDG.
All right, then I'd like to recognize KC1TWR and KA6PWG, PDG. Let's start with Tim, KC1TWR. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, actually, I've got three things. One is a follow-up to the Get My Payment. Kevin, you are correct. irs.gov/getmypayment, all one word without dashes or anything else, takes you to the URL I listed, so I like yours better. Secondly, the New England QSO party is May 2nd and 3rd. It's not a 48-hour. It's quite a bit of Saturday, ends 1 o'clock Sunday morning our time, picks up again, I think, 9 a.m., and then runs through most of Sunday. And it is open to technician class to get on the 10-meter and make some contacts. So that'll be good. And last but not least, this Thursday, tomorrow evening at 7:30 on the RaceOnNet, on a RaceOn repeater, will be the April monthly, or the monthly April Raison meeting. So that was the conclusion of the announcements that I have back to K1JMN. This is KC1TWR.
Well, thank you, Tim. KC1TWR. Appreciate the comments. And now we're going to go to Kevin, K6PDG.
All right, thanks, Jerry. Before I put out a reminder about the Saturday Morning Breakfast Roundtable, because the two are sort of connected, I have a question about the Raison on the Air Club meeting. I'm wondering what's going to happen if the Raison repeater is not usable, which is the case last night and also this morning when you and I were trying to work each other. Jerry, the repeater was not really usable at all. So I wonder if there's a backup repeater, maybe this one or whatever. I was going to remind everybody about the Saturday Morning Breakfast Roundtable, an informal gathering of folks who like going to breakfast, but we don't get to do that right now, so we just kind of have a virtual breakfast on the Raison repeater, 146.73, at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning. And every week we've been getting more and more check-ins, so it's kind of fun, it's casual, and who knows what we're going to talk about, just like a real breakfast. And I think I'll say that if for some reason the Raison repeater isn't working on a Saturday morning, maybe it's not hungry, I think if I don't hear any objections, we'll go to 146.97. So far, the Raison repeater has been feeling good every Saturday morning. But if it doesn't, then we'll go to the Scrams 146.97, 8 o'clock, Saturday mornings. And I think, I don't know whose turn it is to buy them. We'll have to see. Maybe it'll be Dutch Treat this week. K6PDG back to net.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Hey, maybe I'll spring for breakfast this Saturday. How about that? You know, let's do that. All right, and thank you for your comments, Kevin. And to now, we're going to go to... the third section. Now for the third section of the TipsNet, is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or is looking for amateur radio-related items? Please call now.
W1RPQ.
Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Okay, then that recognizes W1RPQ and Kilo 1 Charlie Delta Tango. Let's go with W1RPQ. Bob.
This is W1RPQ. I've got three items that I'll just list. The first is an Alenco 735T VHF-UHF radio. The second one is a TYT 2017 DMR VHF-UHF radio. And the third is a Go Kit. It's got an IC 706 Mark IIG radio in that, which is HF, UHF, and VHF, comes with a power supply, an LDG tuner, a Signalink USB, a CAT control cable, a hard case for everything, and the separation kit for the IC706 radio. Those are the three items I have. This is W1RPQ, back to net control.
All right, thank you, Bob. Now let's go to K1DCT, Dave.
Well, this is, we'll call it radio-related, maybe not amateur, but it's, I'm looking for 120-volt, 10-watt bayonet bulb. The base is very similar to, like, the old automotive bulbs, the 1157s, 2057s, got the dual contacts. It's about that same size. So, I've looked around online, but sometimes the specifications online don't match what I think it ought to be. So maybe somebody's got a few of these kicking around in a junk box. I have looked through all my stuff. I've probably thrown some out that I didn't think I'd ever need, but you know, if somebody's got a couple of these, I would love to get a hold of them. So that's what I'm looking for. K1DCT, back to net.
Okay, thank you, David. Maybe I can give you a tip or some pointers about maybe a location that might have that. How about the Montreal Hardware Store? That's a pretty good hardware store. They have a lot of stuff. And there's another hardware store in Jewish City, Anthony's. And they have a lot of old stuff there. They might have stuff in stock that you could use. That's the only two that come off the top of my head. Alrighty. Alright. Alright, so now, let me reset the repeater. This is K1JMN, Net Control for Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly Tips Net. Are there any additional check-ins? Please call now before we close the net. Okay, that was the last call, and we have no further check-ins. I'm going to close the net at this time. Thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. This meeting starts at 7 p.m. and is open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about this club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John W1AN for the use of the W1DX Salem repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. And I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is K1JMN. Good evening and 73.